Hi and welcome to today's episode of Understanding Your Superannuation. It's a series by Scientium. I'm Nigel Baker, I'm your host. I've been advising clients for 23 years now. In a few days I have a birthday, which takes me 23 years of working in this advice industry, and there's been lots of change. And the reason for Scientium is to give people more access to information, in Australia in particular, and probably the same in other countries, similar in the UK, not as close to the US market, but there's been a lot of regulatory changes, and that's meant that the number of advisors has actually fallen. But we believe that there's still millions of Australians that need access to advice. They probably don't need full advice, like some people do, some people don't. But if you don't need full advice, there's really nowhere to go at the moment. You'll either engage an independent advisor, and there's not many of them left, relatively speaking. They're pretty busy and it's not cheap. So you need to either have a bit of money, or you need to have a really complex situation, like you're going through a divorce or you're retiring or you've inherited money. But if your affairs aren't that complicated, but you still need a bit of guidance, it's actually pretty hard to access. So that's why we built Scientium. We built Scientium to give it access to knowledge, information. It's got a really cool website, plenty of tools. It's actually free to log in there, have a look around. And you can open up low-cost investment accounts if you want to. You can access an advisor if you want to. So, you know, it's built to give you that sort of stepping stone, I suppose. So that's why we built it. That's why we're here. Let's get on with the show. So today's show, we're going to talk about the topical issue right now is the banking collapse in the US and what that all means. We're going to talk a little bit about the markets and returns, and also touch on exchange-traded funds. Something that they've been around for a while, but very topical always, so we'll just touch on how they're used. All right, number one, off the top today in the headlines around financial markets is this talk about the collapse of SVB Bank. So what's going on in the US is there's been a bit of a lot of it is tech and crypto related, so there's a lot of illiquidity. What do I mean by that? So there's a lot of these investments that don't really have a value, and therefore if people start calling on their money, it creates a problem. And so when these banks have lent money out to these businesses, obviously now with interest rates going up, that's creating people to call on some of that money, and therefore the banks are under a bit of pressure. Now in Australia, should you be concerned? Well, there's always concern if the banks are collapsed and financial markets. For those of us around in 2008, and most of us listening would be, but if you're advising or had money invested, it was pretty frightening. So it brings back those nightmares of a banking collapse. What's happening at the moment? There are some similarities, but also some differences. At the moment, this is very concentrated into the tech sector. And in America, there's lots and lots of banks, very different to Australia and the UK for that matter. But let's not... Australia's got a very sort of concentrated banking system, good and bad things. Good when there's crisis, because the Australian banking system is pretty concentrated, and the banks have got a lot of rules and regulations around how much money they've got to keep and how they lend their money out. In the US, those rules have been tightened a lot since the GFC. However, you've still got a lot of banks over there, different sort of market, and some of them are very concentrated. So this bank in particular, SVB, and other banks in that tech sector have come under a lot of pressure, and we're now seeing them collapse or potentially get into a lot of trouble. So what does that mean? Well, if I was an investor you've got to be careful. Again, our story of diversification. In the US, bank collapses are sort of quite common, about 7 collapse every year. Not a good thing, but so you obviously wouldn't want to be exposed to one certain bank. If you're in a highly diversified portfolio, nothing to panic about. If you're in a few US stocks or a few banks and that's all you held, then perhaps something to consider. The other thing we look at closely as interest rates go up is anything that's not liquid. So any investment that has got an issue if people start calling that money. So for example, mortgage funds, every financial crisis, they've come under pressure. So this isn't personal advice, but if you're invested in mortgage funds, you'd be concerned in this cycle. If you were invested in anything unlisted, you'd really want to be checking that how they might run. And you want to be looking at the track record of any fund manager you're investing in, how long they've been around for. So, you know, in our full advice business, we only use managers that have been around a very long time and have never failed. That's a really important test, because there's new startup funds and fancy funds, but we look at You know, have they ridden out these sort of storms before? Again, not personal advice, but it's just something to think about. So that's what's going on in the US. I wanted to touch on, when we look at that, we look at ETFs. So exchange traded funds actually came to the Australian market 10-15 years ago. I was actually on a little video about, it was about 15 years ago now when they first were released. And they've become very common, very popular. You've got to remember, an exchange traded fund is the same structure as a normal managed fund. You're an investor in a basically a unit trust with lots of other investors, and they go and buy a number of securities. So they started off as more index style. You buy the whole market, but now they've got lots of themes. You can buy pretty much anything you like, whether it's commodities, certain parts of the market. And again, just be aware of the product promotion. I think what you want to do is start off with a high level asset allocation and how you're going to implement that portfolio. And it's okay to have a few ideas and a few themes, of course, but be careful of, you know, funds that, again, that don't have liquidity, that are really promoted on a hot idea or something like that, and really be careful around what they are. And really understand that there's nothing really that new about exchange traded funds. They've been around a long time. They've got some benefits, but it doesn't mean you should have 50 exchange traded funds in your portfolio, perhaps, for example. Don't treat them like individual shares. Okay, so we've touched on what's going on in the US. We've touched on exchange traded funds. And again, more information can be found on the Sentium website. And then we're gonna look at performance. So performance over time, when we look at performance over time, people have been a little bit worried. And what we do is we track performance of markets and data back to as far back as we can. So, you know, some markets we can go back to 1927. But we put that together as a combined portfolio. There's actually a really good book produced by Dimensional Fund Advisors called The Matrix Book. And it actually, can you see this? Let's just check that we can see what we're doing here. This video is coming out on the site, not that clear. Anyway, it's called The Matrix Book. If you want a copy, just message us. We'll send you, or arrange for a copy, or we can send you some examples. And what's in this book, quite big. This is actually the largest version they've ever produced. They produce it every year. And if you can see that, it's again a bit unclear. Where's that video?
There you go, maybe up
there. See all those charts there? It's got the market returns over time. It tracks them over time and shows your performance. So if you invested a dollar back in 1970, in this case, this is the global small companies, and your return over time and how that's performed. And it's got pretty much every market you could think of in here. So we've got the MSCI World Index, we've got Australian Value, Global Value, Annualised Returns, it's even got New Zealand dollars, and then it's got blended portfolios as well. Bonds, real estate trusts, Global Value, it's got inflation numbers, it's got all the Australian indices. So a really useful book. And we look at that when we have volatility like this and just get a track of the long-term return. So the good news is that in a highly diversified, high-growth portfolio, 10-year returns are actually looking still pretty strong. I just realised there's a bit of a halo there behind me. That's the reflection of our little podcast camera. I diverged there. So we look at the long-term returns and we try to look at that volatility. And we can get the data, you know, daily and monthly returns and look at all the negative returns. Really interesting. Really helps people put things in perspective when there's been a bit of a downturn. Because if you're in a good long-term portfolio and you're highly diversified, your returns look really good over time. They might not look good today or tomorrow, but they generally look really good over time. And it's this random walk down Wall Street. It's a really famous book by Bernard Malkiel. I highly recommend it. It talks about how you can't really predict markets, and the only way to do well over time is to highly diversify and effectively buy into index style investments. Otherwise, you're likely to miss out. That's a really short summary of that book, but he's a really smart guy. He's still alive, still talking. The book, I think, was originally written back in the 70s. And really worth having a look at if you're trying to build a structure for the long term. Your chances of success if you invest in a lower cost, diversified style are much higher than if you try to pick things or try to have all sorts of crazy ideas. So again, that's not our personal advice. If you want personal advice, you can go into the Sentium site and be connected to an advisor, or of course seek your own independent advisor. So key things today, talking about the US bank collapse, what's going on over there, watch out for illiquid assets, understanding exchange traded funds, having a look at a bit of performance, this Matrix book, really helpful. I hope that's been helpful. Thanks for tuning in. Now remember, we're getting great audience. I think we've just tipped over 1,000 listeners, so thanks so much for all those who are listening. We had some good feedback. I think two episodes ago, the sound was awful. Sorry about that. Not sure what happened. We tested it, but when it went live, it just didn't work. So thanks for those who did tell us. That really helps. But we would love to hear from you. We want to know what you want to hear about in Super, what you think about questions. Do you like this or not? Again, the audience is sort of, the Grafton audience is telling us that there's something here. So we'll keep going, but the more feedback and interaction we get, the better. So thanks for listening in, and look forward to hearing from you again. Like us and subscribe.